This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
There are sicknesses that would be cured by you reading the verses. You are cured from the tempering of shaitan. Ayatul Kursi is very powerful. Do you read it every day, every morning, every evening? When you repeat these verses with sincerity, Allah says they are so powerful that the jinn will not come near. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I was in Indonesia recently, and I made mention of a point of a magician, a lady from Russia. In an interview online that is there, she was asked, when you're doing your magic and when you're trying to affect people with all types of magic, are there any people that you find it difficult to actually affect? She says, yes, the Muslims. The practicing Muslims who pray 5 times a day. These are the words of a non-Muslim. Go and check it out. It's there. Why? She explains that when they pray, there is a strength and there is like a dome around them. You just can't get through. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, these are non-Muslims telling you. And you think that this Quran we have been blessed with is something minor. It is the most amazing gift that you have, but you don't do qadr of it. You don't appreciate it. Sometimes you have a spouse, a husband or a wife, the best that you could ever have had. But because you don't appreciate them, you lose them. It happens. When you've lost them, you say, oh, you know what? I lost. Too late. Too late. Sometimes you have a gift of Allah, a job. You don't appreciate that Allah's blessed you. And you start dilly-dallying and you don't take it seriously and you lose your job. Allah says, I gave you. You were the one who turned away from me. You were the one who didn't want, who did not appreciate. How many times do you say, لَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ يَا وَاجِدُ جَلَّ جَلَالُ. How many times do you say, to you is all praise, O Allah. To you is all thanks, O Allah. How do you expect to heal from your sicknesses, your diseases, your weaknesses, your difficulties, your hardships? And every one of us has all of those. I have difficulties and you do. The level of the difficulty is different, but I have hardship.